Hi, this is Bella Cooper. How can I help you?
Hi, Bella. This is Alessandra.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so be on the line. Let me see if my manager is over here because he was here a while back. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, so my bad. He's in a meeting right now. He can call you in like 10 to 15 minutes. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, he can try. I'm out running errands right now.
Okay, so when will you be free? Like, we can have a conversation then, today only?
I mean, the biggest conversation, it's like you guys said for $1,000 we would have a Wikipedia article, and that was almost a year ago.
No, let me
and
just,
now,
okay. Here's the thing. You are kind of confused right now. See, we were
no,
not
I'm not confused.
You.
No,
you
I'm
are.
Not confused at all.
Okay,
I'm
hold
not
on.
Confused.
Okay,
the contact states that we would have a Wikipedia article. There's no confusion. You are asking.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Wikipedia article and Wikipedia page profile both are different things.
We're
article
not
is something
more.
Else.
You said for $1,000.
Yeah,
so
you're going to get your Wikipedia
dollars.
Page and that of the budget. You're going to get that. And additional costs that I asked you are not from the company. We're not charging you. We charged you already,
$1,000. Those were not mentioned. So because those were not mentioned, we budgeted $1,000. That is all
yeah.
we can pay. So if
okay.
you cannot do your job, so if you cannot fulfill the contract for $1,000, then we want a refund. And it says specifically in the contract, if we are not satisfied, then you provide 100% guarantee refund.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just. Okay. Yeah. He's here. Let me get connected to you.
Okay.
Thank you. The holding line is Melissa.
Hi, this is Alessandra.
Hi, Alessandra. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for asking. Well, my name is Jason, and I'm the manager of publications here. I'm looking after all the Wikipedia pages and the articles publication. And I did got a concern from the team members that there were some issues with your work. So just want to know it from, like, I want to know your story, but what you are facing issues.
So I've already sent multiple emails about this. I honestly cannot believe this has gone on this long. So Justin,
mm-hmm.
who sold us on this, said for $1,000, and I told him in multiple emails, I can forward you the entire thread, that, you know, we've had issues with Wikipedia, people in the past who have promised to get us in Wikipedia, and he said there won't be any issues. This is what we do for $1,000. So we have a contract. We signed a contract. It says for $1,000 in 3 to 4 weeks. That was like over 6 months ago. We would have a Wikipedia article. Obviously, there's no Wikipedia article. So your company comes back and says, oh, well, if you pay another $1,500, we can get these articles for you. Well, that was not agreed upon. There is nothing in the contract that says that we have to pay $1,500 more for the Wikipedia article. It says $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then it also says if you're not satisfied with the work, and considering it's been over 6 months now, I think almost like 8 or 9, and we still don't have a page, and your associates have been telling me that I'm confused and everything when I have the contract. A contract's a contract. You guys have not delivered on what you said you were going to do. And then I looked you up on Google, and I see that you've been doing this to multiple different companies. So I'm obviously not the first company to experience this type of scam from someone. And so my concern is that I have asked now for our money back because we are not going to pay any more money. We budgeted $1,000 because that is what your company promised.
Okay.
So now we would like our money back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So the first thing I would like to address over here that this company is not a scam. Like, if it wasn't a scam, like, we would not be talking to you since, like, 9 months and all those time frames. And don't worry about that part. See, refunding is not a problem, but I guess there's a confusion that the other amount was asked. That there's a difference between the Wikipedia page and the articles. Those articles are not
Wikipedia articles. You never said that your team never said we needed any articles. I only agreed upon $1,000 to get a Wikipedia page, which your team, your company, said that you could do. You cannot do that. You are requesting us pay more to Wikipedia. We do not agree to that.
That is a confusion here. Or I can say that is a miscommunication. See, we need
information. Then it's a miscommunication on your part, and we are not paying more than what we paid.
This is sort of a miscommunication and misunderstanding on both of the ends. I won't be considering that it's only one part.
I can't understand you. You're very muffled.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is that this is sort of a miscommunication and misunderstanding that I cannot, point out only one party on this. I would consider that this has been done by both of the parties. But let me, I'm here on the call to, resolve the issues to make the understanding much better and the issues to highlight that what exactly the issues are and how those could be resolved.
There's two options here. Either you refund our money because you did not deliver on what you're on the contract. The contract says a Wikipedia article. There's no Wikipedia article. So, and we both agree on that, right? There's no Wikipedia article.
Yep. That is true.
Yeah, okay. And in the contract, it says for $1,000. We both agree that in the contract, if it says, I am not satisfied with your work, that you 100% guarantee a refund. Are we both in agreement with that?
Yeah, that is the policy that we have.
Yes, that's what the contract says. So there's only two options. So we have two options. Either you refund us because we're not happy and we do not have a Wikipedia article per our contract, or we get a Wikipedia article in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
For no extra money.
I'm not on this call to ask you for the extra money. I don't need the money, to be very honest. I just need a few of the things from your end that you can give it to me, and I'll be easy to go ahead and publish the page. How about this? You don't need to pay any single penny to the company.
Yeah, I mean, we won't. Again, I either want the refund or I want the page up, and that's it.
See, this is the sort of misunderstandings that have been happening since the very first day, I guess.
Your team has been very poor in communicating, because I have all the emails from Justin that it say exactly where I address my concerns with you guys in multiple different ways. So I've addressed this from my very first conversation with Justin.
You have addressed everything to us. I'm totally aware about those things. And what I'm trying to communicate over here is that you don't need to pay to the company. We don't need your money. The $1,000 that you pay is for the Wikipedia. But in order to publish your page, there are a few things we need from your end. So if those information...
You can have things. The money is not one of them.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat one more time?
I said you can have, if you need information, sure. But money is not one of them.
No. Money is something that I'm not looking for, to be very honest. I don't need any single penny from you guys, to be very honest, because you had signed a contract with us. We are onto the same contract. We don't need any additional money. We need a few more information from you guys.
Well, that's not what your team has asked me for the past 3 months.
See, the team is, the team, the people that you was dealing with, those are the editors of Wikipedia and the account managers. And this is the reason that I usually do not go on calls, as they do communicate the things with the clients properly, but this time I do feel there is an issue with the communication with the client. So that was the only option left that I had to get on a call. So right now I'm on the call, forget about the past, whatever happened to that, we cannot change it, but yes, we can improve the future. So let's talk about the future part and, you know, publish or paid and resolve these issues once for all. Can we do that?
Okay, so what? When is the article going to be published?
See, I need a few things from your end. As soon as I receive those things, I would be
so
going
to... So what do you need from my end?
I need the publicities that you guys have been doing about the company, like the Green Rope. Those publicities...
The what?
The publications, the publicity. Let's say...
I already sent those. I sent those a year ago when we started this.
In a year time since the day we started the project until today, there might be some more publications that you might be doing.
There's maybe a few podcasts. That's
yes.
It. You can go. I can send you the link to our press room, and you can pull them from there.
If you can do that, that'd be great. And if in case there are any other things which are not on that certain link, I would like you to send me those as well. Because see what happens on
the
Wikipedia. Let me guide you the exact process that I personally, you know, practice all the time. Anytime when I'm putting up any information on Wikipedia, let's say Green Rope is a CRM and a marketing automation platform. So I need to reference that information with any of the publicities that you guys have already done. Because on
Wikipedia
we need all information that has been verified and been referenced properly. Now in case if there are a few informations which does not have a certain reference, we can either take the information off the Wikipedia page or you can ask your publicity team to create more references based on those information.
Well, we are not going
to
be able to do that because, we're not going to be able to do that. So we have to work. We have to get it with what we have.
See, then we need to take that information out of the page. Because if any unreferenced information, unverifiable information has been put up on the page, it's not an issue for me, but it will be an issue for you in future. Because if the information is not verified on Wikipedia, when I submit the page for publication, there are multiple admins and editors all over the globe. They come on the page, they review it voluntarily. Upon their approval only, I would be able to publish the page promptly. In case any of those raise issue about the, you know, verification or the justification of the information, I won't be able to do anything on that part. Then at time, we won't be able to publish for at least 6-10 months more, because they need a continuous editing on the page to be done. And through multiple channels. So that would be a very hectic part. So in order to prevent the page for the publication, we'd either need to take off the information from the page or we would need more publicity articles.
I know. That's why I just don't think this is a good fit, because I showed exactly what we had, and you were like, okay, no problem, but it's a problem. So that's what I'm saying. We would rather just have our money back because it's not worth it for us to wait for another 6-10 months. We have what we have.
Then we can do one more thing here. In 3 to 4 weeks, as you are looking for, I can take up the information from the page, which is not verifiable and justifiable, and I can publish the page.
Well, I don't know, but what information is that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat one time? There's a lot of noise in the background.
What information is not verifiable?
That I can tell you in an email, I need to examine the page again. There's a lot of information. Let's say if I go in the history part, only the third paragraph, the first line, is the one that is verifiable. A part of that, there are 5-6 lines which are not verifiable. Like, let's say it's one single database store, all customer data and all those information. If I go on the recognition part, there's only one link which is available there. I would need one more link on that part, which is in case that is not available.
Don't you do this? Why don't you email me and say exactly what you need? I will send you what we have. If you can get it published within the next month with the information that we have and a Wikipedia article that we approve of, then that's fine. If not, then we would like a refund. I think that's fair.
All right, no problem. Then let me do one thing. Let me go ahead and drop an email for you. And forward that to you, and we'll take it from there.
Sorry?
Let me do one thing. Let me go ahead and drop an email for you with what I need and how I need it, and I can send that to you, and we take the communication from there onwards.
Okay. I'm not at a computer right now, so.
No worries. Take your time on this. Today's Friday, and like the and there's tomorrow is the weekend, so we don't work on the weekends. If till Monday you can give me an update on that email, that would be great.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. One more thing here, I would like to request one thing from your end, to be very honest. See, it happens sometimes that things are not going as planned. So, you know, we humans do get, you know, frustrated a lot of times. But I want you to calm down, as now, from now onwards, I will be taking care of the father myself. And you will be in direct communication
with me. Great, because Bella has been repeatedly telling me that I'm confused while she's asking me for more money. So you should probably train her better on how to handle situations like this.
Don't worry. I will definitely do it. But I want you to be calmed down.
I will be calmed down when we either have a page or we have a refund. It's my job to make sure one of those things happen, because guess what? I'm not the boss. I have a boss, though, who's not very happy.
Is there any possibility that you can connect me with your boss?
No, this is my job. He's going to be way less nice about this.
Okay, no problem at all. Then let's do one thing.
So you're lucky to be dealing with me and not him, because he would get legal involved.
I can feel that. I am lucky.
So let's just move forward with this plan. And then again, if we don't have a solution by next week, then we get our money back, and then we just go on from there, and you can work with another company that's more eligible.
No problem at all. But there is one more solution that I am thinking of as of right now. There are a few alternative platforms. That is the one last option after my attempt on Wikipedia gets failed. So after that, I do recommend those things to my clients, as those are the platforms which are more or less with the same value of Wikipedia. Like Wikipedia is mostly used for the company's branding and the reputation. So those platforms do work as a right role on that too. But that is not the solution for now.
Okay, you're still so muffled, so it's really hard for me to understand what you just said.
What I'm trying to say, there are a few things which I recommend to my clients, the people I deal with directly. But let's say in case there are some issues on getting them on Wikipedia, I recommend them in a few more platforms which are on the same value and the credibility as of Wikipedia.
Okay,
so
can you email me this? Because you're really muffled and I just can't understand.
No problem. I will email that to you.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Any other queries that you have right now?
No, we just have those issues that we need to get resolved.
Don't worry. Those will be taken care of.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.